today on The Verdict with Pastor John Monroe.
To say that Jesus Christ is the only Savior, we're told that's the height of intolerance. You're bigoted. And Jesus is warning us, as we get closer and closer to the end of the age, that will increase.
Welcome to The Verdict, featuring the Bible teaching of Pastor John Monroe. In times of war and great social and political upheaval, many people start to speculate about prophecy and how it relates to current events. But what does the Word of God tell us? Today, we're returning to our ongoing study of the book of Matthew, exploring what Jesus had to say about the end of the age. So, to begin this last section of our study in the book of Matthew, here's Pastor John Monroe.
What will be the sign of the Lord's coming and of the end of the age? This is the question which the disciples asked Jesus in the opening verses of Matthew 24. Last time, we resumed our study in Matthew's gospel and are now looking at how Jesus answers the questions by the disciples. I think you'll agree with me that this chapter, Matthew 24, is fascinating, although it's not necessarily the easiest chapter to understand. As the disciples admire the beautiful temple, they must have been astonished to learn from Jesus that it would be destroyed. And we know from history that it was destroyed in AD 70. Now, let's continue to think of various events which will take place prior to the return of Jesus at the end of the age.
Let me ask you to open your Bibles to Matthew chapter 24. Now, first of all, in verses 4 through 8, we see that prior to the end of the age, there will be religious, political, and natural upheavals. Verse 4. Are you with me? Matthew 24, verse 4. And Jesus answered them, "See that no one leads you astray. For many will come in my name, saying, 'I'm the Christ,' and they will lead many astray. And you will hear of wars and rumors of wars. See that you're not alarmed, for this must take place, but the end is not yet. For nation will rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom. And there will be famines and earthquakes in various places. All these are but the beginning of the birth pains." Let's just pause there and think of, first of all, prior to the end of the age, there will be religious upheavals. Verse 5, "Many will come in my name, saying, 'I'm the Christ,' and they will lead many astray." There's going to be messianic pretenders, "I'm the Christ." There's going to be false prophets. There's going to be false messiahs. At the end times, there's going to be religious upheavals. Spiritual deception is on the increase. We're turning from the truth of the Bible. In surveys, we read that many Americans, including many who go to church, believe that the Bible, the Quran, and the Book of Mormon really are all the same. They're just different expressions of spiritual truth. What deception? What deception? So we who are followers of Jesus Christ, see that no one leads you astray. That's what Jesus is saying. Religious upheaval. Secondly, prior to the end of the age, there will be political upheavals. Verse 6, "And you'll hear of wars and rumors of wars. See that you're not alarmed, for these must take place, but the end is not yet. For nation will rise against nation and kingdom against kingdom." This could have been written yesterday, couldn't it? Think of all of the wars over the last 100 years. We think of World War I, 1914 to 1918. Think of World War II, Korea, Vietnam, Kosovo, Afghanistan, Iraq, Somalia, Rwanda, Iran, Libya, the Middle East, Syria, Ethiopia, just to name a few. And of course, going on right now, the war between two nations, two kingdoms, Russia and Ukraine. Wars and rumors of war. We live in a very dangerous world of constant political upheaval, including the threat of nuclear war. And with all of its initiatives and with all of its good intentions, the United Nations will not bring lasting peace to this world. The international community was unable to stop the bloodshed in Syria and Afghanistan, where thousands were butchered. And the US and NATO appear to be unable to stop the present genocide in Ukraine, isn't it? Going on right now, we have innocent people, boys and girls, men and women, who are being bombed right now. Who would have thought of that? A prophecy made 2,000 years ago. The reality is that the 20th century was the bloodiest in human history. And think of our present century in the 21st. Think of the wars the United States have been involved in recently, in Iraq, in Afghanistan. Don't look for peace through the international politics. We wish them well. We pray for them. We pray that peace will come to Ukraine, that God miraculously would stop the war. But in the end times, there will be wars and rumors of war. But, says Jesus, don't be alarmed. Don't be alarmed. The end is not yet. Prior to the end of the age, there's not only religious and political upheavals, there will be natural upheavals, the end of verse 7, and there will be famines and earthquakes in various peoples. Catastrophes and disasters such as earthquakes and fires and mudslides and diseases and hurricanes will come. Our scientists, we're thankful for them, can predict some earthquakes. They can predict some hurricanes, but they can't stop them, can they? In spite of all of our concern over global warming, we still have today famines. We still have pandemics, where with the COVID-19, over 6 million people have died. We still have drought. Paul says in Romans 8, verse 22, that the physical earth is groaning, characterized by death, disease, and destruction. But says Jesus in verse 8, all of these upheavals, religious, political, and natural, are but the beginning of the birth pains. Painful, but worse is coming, as we'll see next week. Now, prior to the end of the age, there will also be persecution and social upheavals. First of all, prior to the end of the age, there will be persecution. Verse 9, they will deliver you up to tribulation, put you to death, and you will be hated by all nations for my name's sake. And then many will fall away and betray one another and hate one another. And many false prophets will arise and lead many astray. The response of the world to the gospel is opposition and persecution and hate. You say, well, many people are coming to Christ. That's true. But Jesus also warned us that they're going to hate you, his disciples. He says in John 15, verse 25, they hated me without a cause. The perfect Christ they hanged on a tree. And he's saying, those who follow me are going to experience persecution, opposition, and isolation. Don't be surprised. Paul says, 2 Timothy 4, verse 12, indeed all who desire to live a godly life in Christ Jesus will be persecuted. Students, what happens if you stand for Christ in a public school? Students, what happens at UNC Charlotte when you make it clear that you're a follower of Christ? Those in business, what happens when you're trying to do that deal and you know there's something sleazy about it and you say, no, I can't do that? The hostility to the gospel, to the truth of God's word, is rapidly increasing in our own country. Jesus is preparing his followers for a time of suffering and persecution. Is it too difficult to imagine that soon those of us who preach and teach the word of God will be persecuted and hated? Many today, yes, in the United States, want biblical voices to be silenced. And when you preach and teach the Bible, think of it in marriage, what are you accused of? Hate speech. That's hate speech. To say that Jesus Christ is the only Savior, we're told that's the height of intolerance. You're bigoted. And Jesus is warning us, as we get closer and closer to the end of the age, that will increase. Also, prior to the end of the age, there will be social upheavals, verse 12. Lawlessness will be increased. It's amazing, isn't it? In this wonderful country of America, in our beautiful cities, from coast to coast, lawlessness is increasing. That we've got to say, listen to the police officer, follow his or her instructions, but violence, lawlessness is increasing. When I grew up, murder hit the news. There would be about five murders in all of Scotland and a population of about 5 million. Think of the violence in our country. Think of the violence in the world. Think of the violence that Putin is doing, where without any qualm of conscience, he's giving the orders for hospitals and so on to be bombed. Violence is increasing. And the love, verse 12, the love of many will grow old, will grow cold rather, but the one who endures to the end will be saved. An increase in lawlessness, a decrease in love. In many families, there's no natural affection. There's no loyalty or love. I ask the couples, do you reaffirm the vows you made of fidelity? But in so many homes and so many relationships, there's a breakdown. Not only not loving God, but not even loving one another. And so in our country, the family and the institution of marriage are being redefined. And in Europe, there are less and less marriages. And more people say, we don't need marriage, let's just live together. That is going to increase. Now you say, what's our response to this? Why did Jesus give these teachings? Three exhortations as we conclude. First of all, don't be led astray. We saw that in verse 5. We see it in verse 11. Many false prophets will arise and lead many astray. Don't bury your head in the sand. Be aware of what's happening in the world. Don't be deceived. Be discerning. Test everything you hear against the Word of God, including anyone who teaches you from this pulpit or from your life group or your Bible study. Our standard, our authority is Scripture. Don't be deceived by the latest bestseller. Don't be deceived by some movie. Certainly don't be deceived by the so-called experts on cable news and social media. I'm quite amazed. Here's a young guy pontificating on foreign affairs, and you think, what does he know? But millions listen. And millions allow their view of the world, in fact, their view of God, to be shaped by the media rather than Scripture. Keep to the Word. Don't be sucked into worldly attitudes and thinking. Be discerning what you read. Be discerning what you watch on television. Put it off. Be discerning what you look at on social media. Don't believe the so-called prophecy experts who come out of the woodwork every time there's a geopolitical crisis. You remember when we went into Iraq? Know what the experts said then? Well, you know, Saddam Hussein is going to be the Antichrist. Not really. Before him, remember Gorbachev? Soviet leader, he had a red mark on his head. Oh, that's the mark of the beast. I think he's the Antichrist. My dad used to say in World War II, in the UK, some of the so-called experts said, well, Mussolini or Hitler, they're the Antichrist. Be careful. Don't be led astray. Secondly, be watchful. Don't fall asleep. Verse 42, which we'll come to in a couple of weeks. Therefore, stay awake, for you do not know on what day your Lord is coming. Chapter 25, verse 13, watch therefore, for you know neither the day nor the hour. The Lord Jesus is returning. We don't know when he's coming, but he is coming. The world by itself is not going to achieve peace. There's going to be no utopia. There's going to be no age of Aquarius. Our hope, our only hope, is in the soon coming King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And think of this. I was reflecting on this last night. Of that, it's difficult to get it into our mind, isn't it? Of that great and glorious day when our Lord Jesus Christ will come and the world will be transformed. And every valley shall be exalted. And every mountain and hill will be brought low. And the crooked shall be made straight. And the rough places plain. And says Isaiah, he prophesies, the glory of the Lord will be revealed. And all flesh shall see it together. For the mouth of the Lord has spoken. Isaiah 40. You say, what's all that about? When the Lord Jesus Christ comes, every problem will be solved. He'll bring justice and righteousness and holiness as he rules with a rod of iron. No force in the whole universe, including nuclear power, can stand against our King of Kings and Lord of Lords. He'll rule with perfect justice and peace and righteousness. And Jesus is saying, he's coming. He's coming back. Be watchful. Look for him. Keep your eye on the Lord Jesus Christ. And don't put all of your focus on the things of this world. Be watchful. Are you watchful? He's coming back. Since AD 70, Israel's house, the temple, has been desolate. Has the Jewish temple been rebuilt? No, it's desolate. What's on the Temple Mount? The Dome of the Rock, the symbol of Islam. The Jewish nation in AD 70 was scattered to the four corners of the world. In 1948, the nation was established and they've come back to the land. Not all of the land, but God never forgets his promises. And God will restore Israel to the center of his program. John says in Revelation, behold, he, our Lord Jesus, is coming with the clouds. And every eye shall see him, even those who pierced him, the Jewish nation, the Romans. And all tribes of the earth will wail on account of him. At the end of Matthew 24, after Jesus pronounces these woes on the religious leaders, after he says, you did not come to me, if I pled with you to come to me and I wanted to gather you even as a hen gathers her brood under her wings, but you were unwilling. And because of that, judgment is coming and your house, the temple, is going to be laid desolate, as indeed it did in AD 70. But did you notice at the end of verse 20 of chapter 23? Until, you won't see me again, until you say, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Isn't it wonderful that the Jewish nation will acclaim this Jesus is truly the Messiah, and that God in his grace never ever turns his back on his promises. And he promised to Abraham and Isaac and Jacob and the nation that they would have the land. And the Lord Jesus Christ will make sure that that is the case. So be watchful. He's coming back. Finally, don't be alarmed. Verse 6. When you will hear of wars and rumors of war, see that you're not alarmed, for the end is not yet. Anyone alarmed today? I heard people saying, well, you know, there could be nuclear warfare. The world's in a terrible mess. Your life may be in a terrible mess. You may be terribly worried and alarmed about some personal situation. You may be discouraged over all of the evil and violence in the world. Listen to Jesus. Don't be alarmed. Be still and know that I am God. God's in control. He's in control here in our nation. He's in control throughout the world. I know it seems chaotic, but our great God is in control, and his purposes and his prophecies are coming true. What are we to do meantime? We are to be steadfast. We are to endure, verse 13. The one who endures to the end will be saved. No, we're not saved because we persevere, but we persevere because we are saved. And during a time of difficulty, we don't panic, but we keep our eyes on Jesus. God is working out his promises. Jesus predicted these signs. And in terms of the mounting hostility against the followers of Christ, the psalmist says, fret not yourself because of evildoers, Psalm 37, verse 1. Don't be alarmed. Don't be discouraged. God always takes care of his people. I found that in tremendous comfort this past year. But whatever happens to our nation, to our families, to us personally as a church, that God will take care of his people through every day or all the way. Remember the old hymn? He will take care of you. What a great God. He loves me, and he's going to take care of me. He's going to take care of these beautiful children. People say, well, I don't know what's going to happen when our children are our age. What will the world be like? I don't know. But I know God, and I know God's promises. And he's promised that he's faithful to all generations, and that he will take care of us. So if you're a child of God tonight, as you put your head on the pillow, sleep well. The God who keeps Israel neither slumbers nor sleep. And the God who watches over you neither slumbers nor sleep. Commit your life to Christ. Believe in the Lord Jesus Christ and you'll be saved. And the God who was our help in ages past, our hope for years to come, our shelter from the stormy blast. Yes, and our eternal home. We're going home. The end is near, that's true. Don't be alarmed. Don't panic. Be still and know God. Believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. Help us to do that, our Father and our God. We get so alarmed in our chaotic world. Help us to keep looking to you. In Christ's name, amen.
This is The Verdict with Pastor John Monroe. Today's message is titled The End of the Age, and it's part of our current study in the book of Matthew. And as a special addition to this series, we're offering a helpful companion resource that gets to the heart of Christian living. It's a booklet by John called Life in the Kingdom, and it deals with what it means to follow Christ as taught by Jesus himself in the Sermon on the Mount, where Jesus speaks about how his followers are to live their lives each day. And right now, you can request a free copy of Life in the Kingdom by visiting our website at theverdict.org. While you're there, be sure to sign up for our monthly email list to get the latest ministry updates from John. And if these lessons and resources have helped you, would you consider helping other listeners by supporting The Verdict's gospel outreach with a donation of any amount? By helping us cover the cost to produce and distribute these biblical messages, you'll be playing an important part in sharing the gospel with new listeners across the globe. You can easily send your one-time donation of any amount today when you go to theverdict.org. Or if you prefer to send a check, write to us at The Verdict, care of Calvary Church, 5801 Pineville Matthews Road, Charlotte, North Carolina, 28226. And before we close, remember to subscribe to The Verdict podcast, available wherever you get your podcasts. And then feel free to leave us a comment while you're there. Now, here's Pastor John Monroe with today's closing remarks.
Well, what's your verdict? Isn't this teaching fascinating? So let's continue to study Matthew 24. As I've said, be watchful and don't be led astray. Be very wary of those who write sensational books and make sensational statements based on some of their secret interpretations or special visions which they've supposedly received from God. Keep focused on the Word of God. Listen to the words of the Lord Jesus and make sure your trust is in Him. He's always with us, even to the end of the age.
Thanks for joining us today on The Verdict. I'm Michelle Davies. Today's program with Pastor John Monroe was produced and sponsored by Calvary Church in Charlotte, North Carolina.